Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.W. Porter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting third. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Kubek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keene. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is hit by the pitch. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen misplays the ball. That's an error on Keen. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive towards short. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kubek, who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's Tigers, 1, Yankees, 1. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Keene steals second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek strikes out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. McDougald moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Richardson strikes out. There goes Kubek. The throw from Porter to second, and Kubek is out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. Shantz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDougald bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle is walked intentionally. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. Mantle moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle scores. Howard moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Joe Prisco now pitching. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive to left field. Maxwell throws towards the plate. Porter fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Howard scores. Simpson moves to third. Kubek moves to second. It's 5-1, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Richardson hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 3 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Simpson scores. Kubek scores. Shantz moves to second. It's 7-1, Yankees. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.